You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain.
The first thing. Good Tuesday morning to you across the state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve this morning on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and you can find me on Twitter as well, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M, on Twitter. Our next guest, Seton Motley, joining us, president of Less Government, D.C.-based nonprofit organization dedicated to reducing the power of government and protecting the First Amendment from governmental assault. And I checked the Twitter account, and I noticed a new link in the old bio, MonopolyAmazon.com, about Amazon and Jeff Bezos. And you can just read more there if you'd like. Seton Motley, welcome back onto the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. And just so your audience doesn't dislike me for the wrong reasons, I'm a D.C. area nonprofit, not D.C.-based. I wouldn't base in there if you... Yes, I just want to clarify. Thank you.
That makes sense. I've been to D.C. quite often. I think it's a very, very nice place to visit. I enjoy, you know, seeing the National Gallery. I cannot fathom spending more than, it's like Vegas, right? If you're there for more than 4 days, something bad is pretty likely to happen.
I think they should tear it down and put up a city.
Seton, the new piece up at redstate.com. People can find it there. Here's hoping the House's Democrat majority doesn't impede Trump's trade winning. What are you talking about here?
Well, you know, it's an interesting dichotomy in D.C. with regard to Trump's trade. He's allegedly anti-free trade when he's actually one of the only Republicans who's actually wanting free trade. He's kind of on an island on a lot of things, and this is one of them where he realizes how awful the alleged free trade deals have been for decades in the United States, how one-sided and anti-American they've been, and he's trying to fix them the only weapon he has at his disposal for quick turnarounds is tariffs. And the Republicans don't like tariffs because I think they have, like, free trade Tourette's, where tariffs are taxes, and you know, they don't really process any thought on what he's doing. But as he's fixed NAFTA, as he's fixed the EU trade deal, and now he's working on the next, the last big one is going to be China. They're going to be last because they're going to hold out the longest. They're the second biggest economy after ours. As he fixes these, and we, you know, the Republican majority in the House has kind of practiced benign neglect. They didn't like it, but they didn't really do anything about it. In come the Democrats, and they don't like Trump's trade approach for different reasons than the Republicans didn't like it. And I'm just hoping that, you know, to quote the Broadway producer Gabler, I forget his first name, don't just do something, stand there. I'm hoping they just continue the Republicans' practice of benign neglect. And they let Trump fix China the way he's fixed. He's fixing NAFTA and he's fixing the EU trade deal.
So if Democrats in the House were interested in sabotaging some of the president's work on trade, what kind of tools might they have at their disposal?
Well, the Republicans kept threatening to, for example, pass legislation that would limit his ability to impose tariffs. That would be something that the Democrats, there's some Democrats who were opposed to the tariffs as well. That may be something, although I don't think the leadership of the House for the Democrats would do that. Now, remember, I'd like to preface all this by saying you're asking me to think like a leftist Democrat, and that will cause my head to hurt. But I will do my best. They like what is viewed as protectionism. The old school, old line Democrats want jobs to come back too. There aren't many of those guys left, as we know. They've kind of been purged by the Ocasio-Cortezes of the party. But there are some of those. I don't really, you know, the landscape's going to be dramatically different. And I have to plead ignorance as far as what the Democrats may or may not do. That's kind of what it was. Mine was kind of a hopeful plea with regard to the Democrats rather than any kind of analysis. Because, like I said, I reach for the Tylenol when I'm asked to do something like that.
Seton Motley with us from a Less Government. You can find him on Twitter as well. Follow him there, Seton Motley. The president offered over the weekend, Friday, to perhaps help Nancy Pelosi grab some votes to become the House Speaker. There's a list of, 16 Democrats saying they won't support her as Speaker. Donald Trump says he might help. I mean, I think it's kind of shrewd. I don't think there's a better person in a better place to help Donald Trump when it comes to 2020 than putting Nancy Pelosi back in charge of the House. She'll remind people of all the reasons why they voted her out and Democrats out 8 years ago.
Well, that's exactly right. I think it's even more shrewd on Trump's part than that, because as scary as this is, the new Democrat members think Pelosi isn't left enough. And that's
correct.
Their opposition to her. What helps solidify that thought in their mind? Trump supporting her for Speaker. What will cement that in their mind? Pelosi becoming Speaker with Republican votes. And what I think Trump's hoping to do there is just sow complete discord and disarray in the House majority, for the Democrat House majority, so that they spend 2 years in a circular firing squad rather than doing anything to actually harm the country. And I think a very good first sign of that was Ocasio-Cortez showing up to cheer on the protesters in Pelosi's office. I thought that was a very helpful first step in that regard.
You know, they might find the hurdles in keeping a majority together, which, I mean, to be clear, I mean, Republicans found the same problems some of these past years. The larger your caucus gets, the more wings your caucus can get, and it can be more difficult to get together.
You're exactly right. This reminds me of the 2006 caucus that Rahm Emanuel put together. Remember, he was a member of Congress. He ran the DCCC. He got a majority elected, but he did the smart thing short term, which was go find some moderate Democrats in these swing districts, and they got elected, and they contributed the majority. But they're going to be completely non-participatory in what the leadership of the Democrat Party is doing, and I think their lifespan in D.C. is going to be very short-lived. Not quite as short-lived as I'd like mine to be, but short-lived nonetheless.
Seton Motley from Less Government and frequent Steve Gruber Show guest. Seton, thanks so much for jumping on the show once again.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And Seton's latest piece at redstate.com. Here's hoping the House's Democrat majority doesn't impede Trump's trade winning. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight, feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Formerly Nutrimost is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Dr. John Lott is up next. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947, the one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation.